الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to participate in this silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Hadith. As usual, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss few ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and will try to understand them and collect Madani pulse from the words of wisdom of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَنْ أَبِي سَعِيدٍ عَنِ النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قَالَ مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمَ مِنْ نَسَبٍ وَلَا وَسَبٍ ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذن ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه متفق عليه. This hadith is reported from Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه and also from Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri رضي الله تعالى عنه. He says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a Muslim does not face sickness or sadness or calamity, even a thorn is not poked or pierced in his body, but with the barakat of that, his sins are erased and forgiven. This hadith is muttafaqun alayh in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. What is the meaning of this hadith mubarakah? It means that a Muslim who is patient, who is sabir, when he faces a little difficulty, a little problem, that problem, that pain, that difficulty becomes expiation, it becomes kafara for his sins. Sufi Akram say that if a person who does the ibadat, the worship of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and he does not find taste in it, and he worries about it. Why don't I get the taste? Why my mind, my concentration is not in the ibadat? He worries about it. Sufi Akram say that this worry, because it's painful for him, would cause forgiveness of his sins. So any little pain that a Muslim has, any little problem or calamity that he faces, there is benefit for him in that, because if sins are forgiven and person goes into paradise, then of course this little pain that we face in the dunya is worthy of facing. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود قال دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وَهُوَ يُوعَكُ فَمَسَسْتُهُ بِيَدِي فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَنَّكَ لَتُوعَكُ وَعَكًا شَدِيدًا فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجَلْ إِنِّي أُوعَكُ كَمَا يُوعَكُ رَجُلَانِ مِنْكُمْ قَالَ فَقُلْتُ ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ لَكَ أَجْرَيْنِ فَقَالَ أَجَلْ ثم قال ما من مسلم يصيبه اذى من مرض فما سواه الا حط الله تعالى به سيئاته كما تحط الشجره ورقها. This hadith is also متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ reports that I presented myself in the court of beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had fever. I touched his body with my hand and I said, "Ya Rasulullah, you have very severe fever." Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Yes, I get double the fever in comparison with two men of you," mean normal men like you. "When they get fever, I get double of that," mean two men's fever or equal to two men's fever. I said, "Ya Rasulullah, maybe it is because you will get the double reward." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes." Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There is no Muslim who faces a difficulty or a sickness, but Allah azza wa jal erases his sins in a way like tree drops its leaves in autumn." So leaves will start moving away from the tree. So like that, the sins will start moving away from the books of deeds of a believer who faces a calamity or sickness or difficulty. In this hadith mubarakah, the word tu'ako, which is used, is derived from wa'akun, which means the high temperature of fever or heat of fever or difficulty or pain. And we also learn from this hadith mubarakah that an inferior person can find out about the health of superior person, or slave can find out about the health of the master. As here, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he is of course slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every Sahabi is a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they can also touch the body mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to when they finding out about his health, because it is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if a Sahabi is finding out from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his health, he can also touch the body mubarak of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also keep in mind that fever is a sickness of prophets alayhi wasallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also departed from this world with this sickness, with the fever. And in this hadith mubarakah, we learn that when Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud found out that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets fever equal to two people, his mind did not go to this direction that na'uzubillah, maybe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sins are more than normal people, because person suffers in sickness because of sins. That's some people's understanding. No, he was Sahabi Rasul. He had adab, he had respect. And his mind immediately went into a positive direction. He said, oh, Ya Rasulullah, if you get double the fever, then that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises your station double as well. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, this is what happens. So when we do something which causes forgiveness of sins for us, when a holy person like Nabi or a Wali of Allah, when they do something, it causes increase in station, not forgiveness of sins, because there are no sins. And it is mentioned in Hadith-i Mubarakah that no Muslim faces difficulty or sorrow till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases his sins. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases his sins. From here, a sinner Muslim is meant. Because if he is not a sinner, what is going to be erased? He must have sins in his account in order to be erased or in order to be forgiven. So who is meant here? A Muslim who is a sinner. So those Muslims who don't have sins, like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or non-understanding children, they don't have sins. So they are excluded from this ayat. And also, we learn that when word Muslim or Mu'min or believer is used in a hadith or in Quran Kareem, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is excluded from that. That is for the ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is iman itself. We are mu'min, we are believers, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our belief. He is our faith. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not included generally. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa taala says in Quran Kareem, "Ya ayyuhallazina amanu." O those who believe, O believers, this khitab, this address is for the ummah, not for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن عائشة قالت ما رأيت أحدا الوجع عليه أشد من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت عائشة صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says that I have never seen anyone who suffered a disease or any sickness more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What it means? It means that every sickness, every disease which came to touch the feet of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was very severe. If he had fever, it was very severe. If he had headache, it was very severe. If he had flu, it was very severe. So any sickness which came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always more than normal person. This is what Ummul Mumineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says. Imam Bukhari has mentioned in Al-Adabul Mufrad, and Ibn Majah and Hakim and Behki, hadith is reported in Shu'ab al-Iman from Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he narrates that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he had fever and he had blanket upon himself, and it was so severe, so strong, that from top of the blanket, the heat could be felt. I got worried. And he says, I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have very strong fever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that Anbiya, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they always have these types of fever. That means all the Prophets alayhi wasalam, when they get fever, and as I said, the fever is the sickness of Prophets alayhi wasalam. So we should not worry when fever comes. You should feel that you are blessed, that that sickness which kissed the feet of the Prophets alayhi wasalam have come to me today. And this is how ulama ikram and awliya Allah, they think when sickness in the form of fever comes to them, they get very happy. Wa anha qalat mata an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bayna haqinati wa dhaqinati fala akrahu shiddat al-maut li ahadin abadan ba'da an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rawahu al-bukhari. This hadith is also reported from Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's soul departed from his body, he was between my chest and throat. And after the departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I do not dislike the hardship of death for anyone. This hadith is in Bukhari. Okay, first of all, the description how she held Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This area from chest to the throat. So that's where the head mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, on the body of Ummul Mumineen, our mother, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. So in other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's back mubarak was towards Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she was holding our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam against her chest. What a luck this is. Her father, Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had this wonderful opportunity in the cave of Thawr, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept his blessed head on the laps of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And here his daughter, Ummul Mumineen, a chaste woman, our mother, mother of all the believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, was honored with this service. Now, in this hadith mubarakah, she says that after I saw the hardship of death upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and never disliked the hardship for anyone. So what it tells you? It tells you that she noticed that the hardship was very much or very difficult. The reason of her thinking this way is that she used to think that difficulty at the time of death is because of sins, and the ease at the time of death is the ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal. But when I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam facing severe difficulty at that time, then my misunderstanding was removed, that it doesn't happen because of sins, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sinless. And if anyone deserved comfort at the time of death, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam deserved the most. But he went through those pains. So she says, if afterward I see anyone who had pains at the time of death, then that was not something to worry about. And secondly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's fever to be very severe, or any sickness which came was always very severe. And at the time of departure of his blessed soul from his blessed body, that state of naza'a was also very severe and very difficult. It is to give the support to the ummah. So when any ummati faces any difficulty, whether in any sickness or at the time of death, then they must remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that would comfort their hearts. Subhanallah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such person, and his personality is so great that even in sickness he is making tabligh, he is propagating and causing the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal for his ummatis. وعن أبي هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمن كمثل الزرع لا تزال الريح تميله ولا يزال المؤمن يصيبه البلاء ومثل المنافق كمثل الأرزة لا تهتز حتى تستحصد. متفق عليه. This hadith is also in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that example of a believer is like the crop. When the winds come, that crop moves this way and that way. It rocks this way and that way. And difficulty do reach to a believer. A calamity, a sorrow do reach to a believer. An example of a hypocrite is like the pine tree which does not shake or move until it is being uprooted or it is being cut off. So a believer moves, that means winds come, affect him, and he faces difficulties, he faces calamities. But munafiq, a hypocrite, he's standing firm till it's cut completely. In this hadith mubarakah, there is indication that a believer dies with happiness, and munafiq is always given death with force. He's not looking forward towards death, but a believer is always looking forward towards death. Train, death is like a train. Bridegroom sitting in the train going to his in-laws to get his wife. But a person who has been given death sentence, that he should be hanged to death, maybe the policemen are taking him in the very same train, but to a place where they are going to kill him. So death is different for a believer and different for a munafiq. When you face difficulties in the dunya, this means that you will have comforts in the akhirah. And that is for the believer. And as far as the munafiq, the kafir, the non-believer, the disbeliever is concerned, then when he has comforts in the dunya, that will cause difficulties in the akhirah. This is a general rule. Otherwise, there are many believers who live very comfortably in the dunya. This does not mean that they will face difficulties in the akhirah. They will still be saved from permanent adab. and a kafir, he can face many difficulties in the dunya, he will still have no salvation on the day of judgment. There is a beautiful story mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan that a kafir came to a Muslim and he said that your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that this dunya is jannat for the kafir and prison for a mu'min. But I've seen many Muslims who are living like kings. They live very comfortable lives. And look at me, I'm suffering in this dunya. So how would that hadith justify? Then the Muslim replied to him, actually, the suffering that you have in the dunya is nothing compared to the suffering which you are going to face on the day of judgment. And when you are put in the fire of Jahannam, and if you look back in the dunya, you will say, when I was in the dunya, I was in Jannat. But a believer, it doesn't matter how many luxuries he has in the dunya, or how many comforts he has in the dunya, when in the akhirah he will see the comforts of Jannat, he will see the pomp and glory which has been bestowed upon him, the honor and respect which he has received. And if he looks back in the dunya, he will say, I was in the prison. وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ قَالَ دَخَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَىٰ أُمِّ السَّائِبِ فَقَالَ مَا لَكِ تُزَفْسَفِينَ قَالَتِ الْحُمَّى لَا بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا فَقَالَ لَا تَسُبِّي الْحُمَّى فَإِنَّهَا تُذْهِبُ خَطَايَا بَنِي آدَمَ كَمَا يُذْهِبُ الْكِيرُ خَبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ رواه مسلم. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit Ummu Saib. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, what happened to you that you are shivering? She said, this fever. And she started cursing fever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't curse the fever. Don't swear the fever. Surely the fever removes the mistakes or takes the mistakes or the sins or wrongdoings away from human being as an oven takes the rust away from a rusty piece of steel. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, it's very interesting that other diseases or sicknesses that come, they affect one organ or two organs. But when person faces fever, the whole body is affected by it. Whole body suffers, whole body is in pain. So that means sins from whole body are removed when person has a fever. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala reports a hadith that when person suffers in fever for a night, one night's fever, all his sins are forgiven. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that a believer, if he suffers one night, that becomes kafara for his 1 year's sins. And Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that fever is an oven of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees a believer because of this oven. That means he puts him in this oven in the dunya. Person suffers with fever in the dunya, but he gets saved from the fire of hell in the akhirah. Hazrat Abi ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala made dua that, O Allah, give me such fever which does not stop me walking in your path, which does not stop me from coming to your house, that means to the masjid, and which does not stop me to come to the masjid of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that means going to Madinatul Munawwara and visiting Masjidul Nabawi and the Qabr Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Abi bin Ka'b's dua was accepted, that always he used to have low fever which did not stop him from going to masjid. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, our murshid, our great imam, imam ahle sunnat, ala hazrat maulana Ahmad Raza Khan Fazl-e-Barelvi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, alhamdulillah, I also suffered always with slight fever. See, he says alhamdulillah because this is the sickness of prophets alayhi wasalam. So awliya Allah, they get very happy when they have fever. So ala hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, alhamdulillah, I always had slow or light fever. But look at the work of Allah Hazrat, that even in that condition, Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala rendered such great service to Islam that we can only say, Subhanallah. وَعَنْ أَنَسٍ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الطَّاعُونُ شَهَادَةُ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ta'un, which is a plague, is martyrdom for Muslims. In modern days research, it shows that ta'un is spread because of rats. But there are reasons how ta'un came and when it came, which is mentioned in other ahadith. Inshallah, if we get the chance, we will discuss them. Ta'un is from ta'anun, which means to poke a spear. Because in this sickness, person feels his sores are so painful, he feels that somebody is poking spears in his body. That's why it is called ta'un. It is very famous spreadable disease, that it can spread from one person to another person. And sometimes it happens in particular areas. So all those who are living in that particular area, they are affected by that disease. And ulama ikram have said that in this disease, in this sickness, jinns, they hit humans with spears. And human being dies with the hitting of jinns in this sickness. Therefore, he is shaheed. He is martyred because he is being killed unjustfully. So therefore, he is a martyr. And then in other hadith, which is reported from Usama bin Zaid, وَعَنْ أُسَامَةَ بْنِ زَيْدٍ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَتَّعُونُ رِجْسٌ أُرْسِلَ عَلَى طَائِفَةٍ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَوْ عَلَى مَا كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَإِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ بِهِ بِأَرْضٍ فَلَا تَقْدَمُوا عَلَيْهِ وَإِذَا وَقَعَ بِأَرْضٍ وَأَنْتُمْ بِهَا فَلَا تَخْرُجُوا فِرَارًا مِّنْهُ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. This hadith is reported by Hazrat Usama ibn Zaid, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this ta'un, this plague, is a azab which was forced upon a group of Bani Israel. Oh, it came upon those who were before you. And when you hear that this plague is broken at a particular area of the land, you don't go there. And if it breaks where you're living, then don't escape, don't run away. Now, in this Hadith-i Mubarakah, we learn that this sickness of ta'un, or plague, first time it came or it happened to people at the time of Bani Israel. That was one group. And ulama-i-kiram have said that it was that group who was sent to Baitul Maqdis, that they should enter Baitul Maqdis while prostrating, while making sajda. So they disrespected the order. So what they did? They sat down and they started dragging themselves instead of bowing down into the sajda position. So they, in other words, they made a mockery of the order of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and then this plague, this ta'un was put upon them, and within very small time, 24,000 Jews, or Bani Israel, they died with this sickness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِجْزًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ, and we sent down the azab from the heavens upon them. And we also learn from this hadith mubarakah that those who are disrespectful towards the cities of beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal, they can also be punished. Because Baitul Maqdis is great because there are graves of Prophets alayhi salam. And for that reason, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam also made dua that, Ya Allah, let me die in that land and be buried in that land, because they are kubur of Anbiya alayhi salam. Now in this hadith it is said, if disease is broken at some place, in some area of the earth, you don't go there, because there is a bala, there is a musibat. So you should not enter an area where there is already musibat. But if it happens in the area where you already live, then don't run away, because escape is not the problem to avoid bala or difficulty. Actually, istighfar is the solution. So escape is not the solution. Istighfar is the solution. So if problem comes, we should make istighfar, seek forgiveness for our sins. And also, this order is given, so people should have strong faith in destiny. But there's possibility that if you go in area where there is plague already and you get that sickness, then you might not believe in taqdeer. You might say, no, it happened because I went there. So, in order to strengthen the aqeedah in taqdeer, person is told, don't go there where there is plague. But if you are living and plague comes, then don't run away. That is also to strengthen the aqeedah in taqdeer, in destiny. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to save you, then no plague can affect you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to save you, you can run away whichever direction of the earth you want to, you will die with that disease. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learnt many beautiful things, and we have learnt something very important, that fever is a wonderful sickness. If we can understand it, and if we get and we are patient and we bear this pain with that spirit, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will have great reward and we will have blessing, and we will also say, like Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala said, Alhamdulillah, I'm blessed with fever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon the beautiful teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.